Hi guys, welcome to today's meditation. We're still in our week one of meditating on impermanence. And the work of art we're going to look at today is a sand mandala. And it was created by a group of monks. And mandalas, they have a pretty rich history in many different religions and cultures. I'm not going to go into that so much, but basically the word mandala, it means circle. It also means a world in harmony. And so the Tibetan Buddhist monks that make these, they're very intentional with all aspects of the mandala, and it's a painstaking process that takes about a week. And they rotate, taking shifts, working all day and working basically 24 hours using this very colorful sand and laying out these very, very intricate, detailed patterns. And the whole pattern of the mandala, it has archetypal imagery within it, and every single grain of sand is right where it was intended to be. Nothing is out of place. And every single part of the mandala has meaning. And that can change from mandala to mandala. This particular mandala is a devotion, or it's a mandala that's devoted to the, basically a sage of compassion. Someone, a bodhisattva, that spent his life and devoted his life to compassion for others. And so he's a big figure in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. So go ahead and take a look at the mandala. It's really beautiful, quite colorful. And also look at the pictures of the up close of the monks doing the actual, making the actual mandala. Because it, once you really realize how fine of detail it is, it really brings a certain level of appreciation into the work that is done. That is very carefully done in the name of compassion, in the name of mindfulness. Simply take a few breaths in and out here, as we always do, just settling into your body. And feeling your breath come in and your breath go out. So the mandala, this mandala that was created in all of the sand mandalas, the ritual is to devote all of this time, all of this energy into making this intricate 4-foot wide image. And then once it's completed, basically destroying it, sweeping all the sand together and dumping it into the river or giving it away to people. And if you've ever been lucky enough to witness this, it's simultaneously amazing and kind of heartbreaking to watch something that is just incredible, an incredible piece of art, to be swept away. But it speaks to that idea of impermanence and not grasping, of letting go. Things come into our lives and things go out of our lives. And all you can really do in the passing and the transience and the constant change is to really cultivate compassion, cultivate presence of mind, And with that cultivation of those things in your own life, you come to a place of wholeness, where you can sit with things just as they are. Sitting within the circle of your own mandala. Slowly building out the image, knowing that you will eventually sweep the whole thing away. Before we really drop into our sit, I want to share with you a little passage from Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind by Suzuki. When we practice, our mind always follows our breathing. We inhale, the air comes into the inner world. When we exhale, the air goes out to the outer world. The inner world is limitless. The outer world is also limitless. We say inner world and outer world, but actually there's just one whole world. I love that last line. We say inner world or outer world, but actually there's just one whole world. Can you feel that one whole, full, perfectly balanced, just as it is world within your own sitting practice today? As your breath comes in, and then as it goes right back out. Breath after breath, continue to bring yourself back into the moment. Almost like every time you take an inhale, the intricate lines of your own mandala keep spiraling and branching out to your fingers, to your toes. And every time you exhale, there's a letting go, a releasing, a sweeping up of the sand. So as your thoughts come and go and pop into your mind's eye, bring yourself back into that image, the very colorful image of this perfectly whole, symmetrical, amazing, intricate drawing within your own body, that place of wholeness. finding that balance between creation and destruction, between the drawing of the lines and the sweeping up of the sand. thank you guys for listening again, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.